We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, benevolent viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intersat 10 KU band and Intersat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme NASA Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabolica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabolica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UTZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. en provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holitel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company. Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sri Lanka allocates $2 million to promote organic fertilizer. In humanitarian news, the World Health Organization donates $240,000 to fund treatment for disadvantaged Iraqi cancer patients in Jordan. In veg news, plant-based culinary experts demonstrate their talents in Portland, Oregon, USA. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 18, is the birthday of the President of Mexico, His Excellency Felipe de Jesus Calderón Hinojosa, born in 1962 in Morelia, Michoacán, Mexico. Serving in office since 2006, President Calderón has shown a deep dedication to protecting the earth through his support of environmental preservation and sustainable energy. In addition, President Calderón has called for the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference, which will be held in Cancun, Mexico, in November and December, to be a turning point in humanity's efforts to halt climate change. August 18 is also the birthday of the President of Namibia, His Excellency Hifikepunye Lucas Pohamba. Born in 1935 in Okangudi, Namibia, President Pohamba is the second president of the nation since its independence and has been in office since 2005. His Excellency was active in advocating for Namibian independence. As President, His Excellency encourages his co-citizens in the development of a harmonious and stable nation. We sincerely appreciate Your Excellency's work in bringing about a more verdant and tranquil planet for all. Our respectful wishes, President Felipe de Jesus Calderón Hinojosa and President Hifikepunye Lucas Pohamba, for joyful and blessed birthdays with loved ones.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. Beginning July 28, rainstorms and flooding struck many areas in the northeastern province of Jilin, claiming 30 lives as homes collapsed, farmland was inundated, transportation links damaged, and water and power supplies downed. Conveying her sympathies and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai had asked that our nearby association members go to help the most desperate, adding that financial assistance would be available as needed. Our Chinese association members together donated $17,000 in aid, an amount that could purchase $121,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living, covering their own travel and related expenses of approximately $510. A team of local members went to the most affected areas to offer assistance. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is a report from our association's Chinese relief team.
August 12, 2010, regarding relief work in Jilin Province. Most beloved Master, as soon as Master's caring instruction was received, we immediately began to investigate and found that the most seriously affected areas were Hyongji, Kuchan, Wangqi, Yilashi, Erdao, Changshan, Erdao Dihanzi, Hongxilazi, and Antu, where victims rendered homeless were taking shelter in schools, friends' homes, or tents supplied by the government. We also found that there was an urgent need for food, quilts, and clothing. Therefore, our association members immediately purchased 1,046 quilts, over 3,000 clothing items, 1,200 pairs of shoes, 1,000 stainless steel dinnerware sets, 1,300 cartons of vegan instant noodles, and several thousand kilos of fine dried noodles, along with drinking water, vegetables, vegan steamed buns, boxed lunches, bread, and soap powders, etc. Working night and day, association members were able to deliver the relief goods and money directly to the hands of the victims most in need. Grateful for Master's care, the relief recipients were either moved to tears or smiled in comforted joy. We are thankful for Master's love and support to those affected by this disaster and wish that they may soon rebuild their homes for a return to their peaceful daily lives. China Relief Team.
Supreme Master Qinghai sent the following response. Thank you for your prompt aid to the afflicted. Please know that my heart is with your people, and more financial aid can be reimbursed. For now, I prepared $20,000 for other victims if needed. Qinghai. We appreciate Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these details with our viewers, as well as our association's foreign group for providing this report. The total amount of $37,000 offered to reimburse relief expenses, as well as provide for additional needs, could obtain $264,000 in materials purchased in the United States based on China's cost of living. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt care for the disaster-hit people and our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors. May heaven grace the Chinese people with resiliency for a swift recuperation to regular day-to-day lives, as our cultivation of greater kindness helps minimize such disturbing events as these.
Storms and cold front replace record heat and fires in Russia. Following a heat wave that meteorologists say is likely the most extreme in 1,000 years, Russians are now facing an advancing cold front with fierce rains that have already hit the central, northwest, and Volga federal districts, with power outages for more than 1,500 settlements in the Leningrad, Novgorod, Pskov, Vologda, Tver regions. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has been in contact with governors of areas expected to be affected by the storms, instructing them to clean up and restore services as quickly as possible, while Moscow on Monday issued a storm warning and asked emergency services to be on alert. Government Weather Advisor and World Meteorological Organization President Alexander Bedrytsky has meanwhile warned that these national disasters, along with the recent worldwide calamities, are all signs of increased global warming. Our thanks, Prime Minister Putin and Russia, for your concerned actions to protect the Russian people from the effects of further weather extremes. We pray for the safety and security of all, and for a rapid return to the stability of everyday life.
Pakistan endures second wave of floods as residents struggle to cope with the worst natural disaster ever encountered in the country. With 1,600 perished and 20 million displaced, relentless rains continued. On Saturday, August 14th, the Indus River overflowed its banks again, leading to further difficulties in southern Sindh province, as hundreds of settlements were newly inundated and tens of thousands were forced to evacuate. Across the nation, emergency rescue efforts are still ongoing, with aid distribution hindered by the unfavorable conditions. Thus, a large number of people have not yet received any support.
The United Nations has identified need for $460 million to help cover immediate humanitarian aid, of which 20% has been received as of Monday, with the organization also expressing concern for the more than 6 million children affected, many of whom are orphaned and ill, with 3.5 million who are especially vulnerable to malnutrition and contracting potentially fatal waterborne diseases. During a visit to some of the most affected areas on Sunday, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called the situation heart-wrenching, saying that he had never seen a disaster of this magnitude. Aid from across the globe is still pouring in, with more and more governments and organizations pledging financial support and sending supplies.
Secretary General Ban and all other officials, governments, organizations and individuals, we are thankful for your support of the Pakistani people in this difficult time. With our deep sympathies for the lives lost, we pray for the flood victims' recovery as we strive to restore the essential balance of our fragile ecosystem through more compassionate lifestyles.
Peruvian government sends medical help to quell pneumonia in children. Abnormally cold weather this year in Peru's mountain and jungle regions has claimed the lives of 250 children less than age 5 who have succumbed to respiratory infection. With an estimated 30,000 youths remaining at risk, the Peruvian government has allocated $171 million to protect especially children's health through a vaccination campaign. The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has also launched a campaign through September 12th to purchase warm clothing for babies and stoves to give to healthcare facilities. Our sincere appreciation, Peruvian government, for your compassionate actions and for the caring efforts of the United Nations Children's Fund to protect children's lives. We join in sadness for the untimely loss of the youths who perished, as we wish heaven's comfort to all the Peruvian people in recovering the stable regularity of their daily lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. and Chinese economies growing. Two former secretaries of the U.S. Treasury Department, Paul O'Neill and Robert Rubin, stated in recent interviews that the U.S. economy is experiencing gradual but steady growth. Economists also estimate that U.S. factory production and housing starts grew in the last quarter. China, meanwhile, has experienced three consecutive decades of economic expansion, with a national income that recently surpassed Japan's to become the second largest economy in the world during the past quarter. China's financial stability also helped lead the global economy out of a recession. Europe has also been noted to be recovering, due in part to growth in the German economy together with an overall conservative financial policy. The European Union's statistics agency Eurostat stated that Eurozone member state economies grew 1% in the last quarter, which is the fastest rate since 2006, while the German economy grew 2.2% during the same period, as the most accelerated growth since reunification in 1990. Bravo, US, China, and European leaders and governments for your efforts to create robust economies to benefit all. May citizens across the globe share in the opportunities and prosperity generated by such flourishing economic health.
France receives top medals in European swimming competition. At the 30th European Aquatics Championships held in Budapest, Hungary, France was announced as overall winner of the swimming championships, with 8 gold, 7 silver and 6 bronze, as of the event's culmination on Sunday, August 15th. Russia and the United Kingdom also ranked in the top three in the seven-day event that brought together expert swimmers from across the European continent. The French swimming team concluded the last day with 2 gold medals, including in the final event of the championships, the men's 4x100-meter medley relay. This brought their total medal count to 21, while Russia earned a total of 12 medals, and the United Kingdom, who dominated the women's event, gained 18. Our accolades, accomplished swimmers, on your impressive achievements at the European Aquatics Championships. Wishing you continued success in being examples of health and noble sportsmanship.
Ship of Tamil asylum seekers arrives in Vancouver. Nearly 500 ethnic Tamils emerged from a vessel known as the MV Sunsea on Friday, August the 13th, having successfully completed a three-month journey from Sri Lanka. While all appeared in good health, some of the refugees, such as the women and children, were transported to hospitals for extra care. Canada's Border Services Agency has said that each of the 490 passengers will receive case-by-case reviews with security checks to determine their asylum status. Meanwhile, the Canadian Tamil Congress, a non-profit organization that represents the approximately 300,000 Tamil Canadians currently living in the country, said that the Chinese, Indian, and Sikh communities, as well as churches, have been conveying their support for the arriving passengers. Raj Fayaparan, a spokesman for the Canadian Tamil Congress in Montreal, said, "What we're seeing is that Canadians as a whole are showing their compassion, not just for their own, but for the migrants in British Columbia. Many thanks, Canada, for your provisional welcome of the Sri Lankan Tamil asylum seekers. We are glad for their safe arrival after such a long journey at sea and wish them the best in finding peace and fulfillment in their new lives."
Baby girl survives 50 degrees Celsius heat. Hospital staff in Aksay, Russia, have nicknamed the two-week-old infant Svetlana, meaning sunny, after she miraculously survived being outdoors for several hours in the heat that was approaching 50 degrees Celsius. She was discovered by passerby Lyubov Gritsiuk and her husband. Miss Lyubov Gritsiuk shared,
"I heard a squeak and thought it was a kitten. Then I looked closer and was taken aback. It was a crying child."
Svetlana is currently in the care of Aksay Central Hospital, whose medical staff say she is recovering well from dehydration and that several families have already offered to adopt her. "Little Svetlana, you are in our prayers for a healthy recovery, as we thank heaven for Ms. Gritsiuk's discovery of your precious life. With such caring concern coming from all parts of the world, may your future be filled with happiness and love."
Save our planet. Russian grain export ban affects Egypt and other regions. With recent record heat waves, prolonged drought, and wildfires damaging 25% of Russia's crops, the government's decision to ban 2010 exports in order to ensure adequate grain supplies is in turn likely to cause hardship in the Middle East and Northern Africa, where Russia's largest exports are made. Many of these countries, such as Egypt, where 40% of the people live on less than $2 per day, rely on provisions of subsidized bread to maintain social peace. The loss of Russia's wheat this year will inevitably result in rising grain prices, which could have obvious adverse effects. Egypt, which in 2009 imported a third of Russia's overseas wheat supplies and relied on Russia for 59% of her wheat imports, currently has a four-month supply of grain and has issued requests to obtain wheat from other countries. However, the government states that it expects the higher grain prices will cost up to $705 million, an amount that will hinder its ability to begin reducing debt.
Meanwhile, with Russia's heatwave being labeled the most extreme in a millennium by the country's meteorological center, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev told the nation's Security Council that a change in approach is needed to address the more and more obvious effects of global warming. He stated, "Frankly, what is going on with the world's climate at the moment should incite us all, I mean world leaders and heads of public organizations, to make a more strenuous effort to fight global climate change."
We are relieved to learn Egypt has enough supply for the next few months and pray for adequate sustenance for all in need. Let us all act to conserve our precious grain supplies and stabilize the climate by adopting sustainable lifestyles such as the plant-based diet.
During a July 2008 telephone interview with Mr. James Bean, host of the US-based Spiritual Awakening radio station, Supreme Master Qinghai addressed the connection between global warming, food insecurity, and our dietary choices.
So it is meat diet that really caused the shortage of food. The grain that we feed the livestock alone is enough for 2 billion people. And it's not just about food shortage, it breeds war, because when people are hungry and insecure about food and famine everywhere, they might just do anything. And that's why we have war. So I think a vegetarian diet, it is truly necessary for us to survive.
Save Our Planet. With approximately 16,000 visitors daily, the Øya Festival 2010 in Oslo, Norway, has been recently honored with 4 eco awards for its sustainable approaches, such as providing recycling stations, avoiding polluting power generators, and the event staff driving hydrogen and electric powered cars for traveling on site.
Save Our Planet. His Holiness the Dalai Lama calls for intensive international efforts to protect the ecosphere from the impacts of global warming, expressing his concern for the imbalances reflected by recent disastrous floods in Pakistan, China, and India, as well as the catastrophic fires in Russia.
Save Our Planet. U.S. molecular biologists report that a sharp decline in lobster populations in the waters near Connecticut and New York may be caused by plastic debris and detergent pollutants, which are leaching chemicals that interfere with the animals' development, making them vulnerable to disease and early death.
Hello, it's me, Bayama the Water Buffalo, and I'm following a yummy plant-based diet. I would like to share a tip on saving money. You can conserve energy in the home by putting an insulating jacket on your water heater tank. In doing so, you can reduce heating costs by up to 9%. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around our beautiful globe.
In ecology news, Sri Lanka allots $2 million to promote organic fertilizer. The nation's Organic Fertilizer Bureau of Agricultural Development and Agrarian Services reported that already 12,000 acres of rice fields in five districts use the eco-friendly crop nourishment. In addition, the Department of Agriculture has initiated 10 research centers across the island country to help popularize it. What encouraging green news, Sri Lanka! Our appreciation for your dedication to this sustainable practice. May our protective methods of farming continue to grow and flourish with abundant and healthy harvests.
In humanitarian news, the World Health Organization donates $240,000 for Iraqis' medical care in Jordan. The funds will be contributed to the King Hussein Cancer Foundation, or KHCF, to support treatment for disadvantaged cancer patients. Three other similar grants totaling $900,000 have been made over the past 2 years to the hospital. Since 2006, over 1,600 Iraqi patients have come to the KHCF, which is the best-equipped cancer treatment center in the region. Our sincere gratitude, World Health Organization and King Hussein Cancer Foundation, for your combined efforts to provide excellent services to those in need. We pray many lives will be saved and enhanced by your praiseworthy joint endeavor. Up next on Noteworthy News, plant-based chefs demonstrate their expertise in a vegan Iron Chef competition. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. More cheerful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, amiable news for a kinder world. In veg news, plant-based culinary experts demonstrate their talents in Portland, Oregon, USA. Three chefs from Portland Veg Eateries took part in the Vegan Iron Chef competition. Mr. Aaron Adams, Mr. Wes Hanna, and Ms. Kwasu Asasia had 75 minutes to prepare delectable plant-based fare. To make things even more exciting, the chefs were required to use chocolate in all their creations. These included vegan Mexican sausage, lettuce wraps, and coco gnocchi for just a small potato dumpling dish. Miss Asasia Ya was declared the winner with her fusion of West African and Caribbean flavors in ground nut and cocoa soup, fried plantains with a chocolate coconut dipping sauce, and peanut toffee with chocolate cashew cream.
We cooked all of our traditional foods in this competition, and it just shows that that is what is good, you know. We just stuck to what we know. Centuries and centuries of traditional food.
Miss Asasia and her husband, Mr. Papa Wastik, spoke of the growing popularity of the vegan diet.
I think that vegan food is definitely a positive trend and that it's picking up more and more among many people because they can recognize the health benefits for it and the just the overall goodness for your body. So I can see even more people in Africa are picking up on the vegan and vegetarian cuisine.
We have to know that there is lots of nutrients on the vegetable and the fruits and all the other foods.
Be veg, go green, to save the planet.
The popular event was organized by the nonprofit Try Vegan PDX. Congratulations, Ms. Kwasu Asasia, for showing how tasty vegan food can be. Kudos, Mr. Aaron Adams and Mr. Wes Hanna, for your fine efforts. Many thanks also to Try Vegan PDX for helping to demonstrate the variety of unique flavors available on a plant-based menu. May the healthy and compassionate lifestyle soon be adopted by all to save our planetary home.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, to save the planet.
It's time for a joke told in Lingala, a language spoken in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and the Republic of the Congo, entitled Chewing Gum.
Mosali ya mwasi na kati ya mpepo apesi batu bashikle pona kutafuna. Esengela ki ete esili sa makelele na matoi na biso ntango mpepo ezoko kenge. Esala ki biso malamu. Ezala ki kokoso muke pona kusili sa yango na matoi na ngai. Tango tokitaki na se.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Hi, Supreme Master TV. Very nice sight and service you have. Thank you. We live from Singapore.
Gentle Twyla, your sweet note is much appreciated. We are glad you're enjoying Supreme Master Television. With all best wishes to you and your truth-loving Singaporean co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to Heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May the love of heaven fill your heart and elevate your spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In a State of the Nation speech marking the country's Independence Day, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono urges the public toward tolerance regardless of religion, ethnicity, tribe or region for a more harmonious and peaceful society.
To convey some of the constructive changes being supported by charitable donations to Haiti, former U.S. President George W. Bush, co-founder of the Clinton-Bush Haiti Fund, visits businesses being rebuilt, as well as the country's president, René Préval.
British Health Minister Anne Milton calls for the $79 million in funds currently allocated to provide only milk to low-income children at school to be used instead to increase the Healthy Start voucher, allowing low-income families to purchase more fruits and vegetables.
The Udaya Pathe Endowment Program, founded by renowned cardiac surgeon Dr. Devi Shetty of India, offers financial assistance to rural students with modest backgrounds to fulfill their dreams of becoming doctors in their homeland.
Brazil decrees that all military and other air personnel must notify the Air Force of unidentified flying object or UFO sightings so that the information can be placed in a special registry to be made available for further investigation by researchers and the public.
Speaking during India's Independence Day, Prime Minister Dr. Manmohan Singh affirms the nation's desire for peace, prosperity and harmony with neighboring countries in seeking to resolve all differences.
Members of Tofino's Strawberry Isle Marine Research Society in British Columbia, Canada, are successful in freeing an entangled young humpback whale from crab fishing floats and lines, which had become wrapped so tightly that they caused life endangerment.
For the holy month of Ramadan, Jordan's Prime Minister Samir Rifai orders the suspension of fees on all kinds of vegetables in Amman's central market to make them more affordable.
Canadian actress and vegan animal advocate Pamela Anderson works with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, in rescuing 30 special needs cats, offering to help pay for their veterinary care in preparing them for forever loving homes.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.